Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Well, I'll tell you something. The Holy Ghost is ain't ready.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to thank y'all for having me come and minister today, Pastor Rock. I have been doing some praying, some studying, some listening.
Yes.
And what the Lord has got me to share with you today, it's going to, I hope and pray, it's going to stir you up.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? I don't care what any of us do or how good we are, how spiritual we are, we need to be stirred up.
Amen.
That's right.
And one of the things I want you to think about is the way that our nation is today.
Yes.
And the way the church is in America.
Mm-hmm.
The way things are going on, and because of all the ungodly people we have in our government,
mm-hmm.
is because our nation is in the state that it's in right now.
That's right.
Yes.
And you know where the blame goes? To the church.
Yes.
As goes the church, so goes the nation.
Amen. Yes.
So God has been stirring my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm going to share with you today, I'm going to really believe by the power of the Holy Spirit that He's going to do wonders in your heart today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hebrews, I want you to write this down. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." So it's one of my responsibilities to try to provoke you into love and good work.
Yes. Come on.
Now people say, well, you know, you're not saved by works. No, you're not. But if you're saved, you're going to have works.
Amen. That's right. Yes.
Because a Christian that's supposed to be a Christian is not going to sit around and do nothing.
That's right.
That's right.
He's going to get involved and going to do what he has to. So God is calling the church to rise up and get involved in our nation.
Amen.
How are we going to get involved? We're going to have to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Second Chronicles says, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then when I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land."
Amen.
Our land needs healing.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Our families need healing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
So the only way we're going to get it is the way the Bible says to get it. Isn't that good?
Amen.
So we want the Bible way.
Amen.
Woo, the Bible way.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for the privilege you have given us, Lord.
Thank you.
To come back into your house, Lord, and worship you in spirit and truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you seek such to worship you.
Yes.
And we want to be those people that are seeking your face, God.
Yes, thank you, Father.
Now, Holy Spirit of God, I ask you to rise up big on the inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Lead me into the Father's perfect will.
Yes.
Give me the words the Father's wanting to say to us this day.
Yes.
I thank you, Father God, I am not alone.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, you are my comforter. You are my teacher. You are my God.
Yes.
And I thank you.
Yes.
For the words that you're giving me to say this day.
Thank you.
And I thank you, Lord, that it will fall upon good ground.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the title of the message today is The Living Water.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, hallelujah.
Take a drink. Yes, sir.
The Living Water. We're going to get some living water today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I pray and I ask God, you know, and I seek for direction there in life. And sometimes I pray and I've been praying that way or saying something for a long time. And finally the Lord just speak to me in my spirit. He said, "I can't do that." And I said, "Well, why not?" Well, He begins to show me in the Word the reason He can't do that. One of the things that I've been praying for a long time, Lord, revive your church. Pour your spirit out upon us just like on the day of Pentecost. That's another spiritual day.
Mm-hmm.
Pour out your spirit on us, Lord, just like on the day of Pentecost. And He says, "I can't do it."
Mm-hmm.
I said, why can't you do it? He says, 2 Peter, I've already given you everything you need that pertains to life and godliness. I've already given it to you. I've already given you the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Why are you asking me for it again? I've already given it to you. Where is the Holy Spirit at? Where is He? He's in me. Your body is the temple of God. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. So the Holy Spirit has went nowhere. He's still here in the earth. So how can God pour out His Spirit like on the day of Pentecost? And I've heard all my life that God's going to pour out in the latter days the Holy Spirit and a greater measure than ever before. Well, He can. He's already here. He's already here.
All right.
Woo! Glory.
Praise God, Lord.
So I don't have to pray, God pour out Your Spirit.
That's right.
What do I need to do? I need to get in the Word of God, spend time in the Word of God, and begin to find out what I need to do to get filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the Bible has the answer for everything.
Yes, it does. Yes. Amen.
I said it has the answer for everything.
Right.
Some of us are not living in victory because we refuse to do what the Bible says to do.
All right.
Oh, Lord, help me. You better go lock that door right now. I'm just with you, Mister. Hallelujah. So what do we need to do?
My Lord.
Tell us now. Come on.
Glory be to God. Jesus in John chapter 4 was standing at the well, leaning against the well, and a woman from Samaria and she began to talk to him and said, "Wow, you." He said, "First, give me a drink." And she said, "What's wrong with you, man? You are a Jew and you're talking to me, a Samaritan?
Yeah.
You don't realize all the trouble he could get into."
Uh-huh.
But he didn't care, did he?
No,
he was on a mission. He was on a mission. But he told that woman, he said, if you would only knew what the gift God has for you.
Amen.
If you only knew what the gift that God has for you and the power of the Holy Ghost that you can possess, you would never be the same again after today.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. He told that woman, he said, if you would have asked of me, I would give you a water, living water. A well. He said, a living water. You would water that you would never thirst again. That don't mean she would never get thirsty. But if you study that, she says, Lord, give me that water. Give me this living water. Because she said, if it's too rich, so I won't ever thirst again, so I have to come back to the well and draw. She was talking and wrapped up in the natural. He was in the spiritual.
Amen.
You'll never thirst again. And he said, the water that I shall give you will be in you.
Yes.
In you. A well of water springing up unto everlasting life. He was trying to give her salvation, what he was talking about. Eternal life. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Go to John chapter 7. So we're going to go on that road. Living water.
Yes.
John chapter 7. Woo! Hallelujah. Now don't get too quiet on me. You get a shout, we get loud. Hallelujah. No, we don't do what the Holy Ghost says. John chapter 7, look at verses 37 through 39. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. As the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Where? Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. If you come and drink. Now notice the woman in the well, he told her would be a well of water springing up to everlasting life. Here he's saying will be a river of living water flowing out of your belly. Listen, look at verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they had that believed on him should receive.
Yes.
For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. He had not went to the cross yet. So this was a promise to everybody that got born again.
Amen.
Everybody received him as Savior once he went to that cross. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
That means the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do with him is going to be how it's going to result in how much and what we can do for God.
Yeah.
You know what the Lord told me? He tells in the Word too. He said, without me, you can't do nothing.
That's right.
You can't do nothing. And I realized that. I said, God, I can't do nothing without you. Oh, but I'm not without you, Lord.
That's right.
Because you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. So I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Yes, he is. Yes.
What shall I do, or what shall man do to me?
Mm-hmm.
Woo, hallelujah.
Amen.
Belly, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Everybody, every time you come in contact with somebody, you have, or any time, you have the potential to be the need in that life.
Yes.
Because of that living water that shows it's supposed to be flowing out. Woo, about to get him
himself.
Hallelujah. Right. Now listen, let's go on. Go to John chapter 14. Glory, hallelujah. Everybody say living water.
Living water.
Not dead cells, stagnant water, but living water.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is alive.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Yes.
Jesus is alive.
Yes. Yes.
Now, when I was praying, and he showed me that, you know, and he said something to me. When he said, I will not, I said, I can't pour the Holy Spirit out like that on Pentecost. He said, that would be like, listen to this, that would be like me having to go back to the cross and die again for you. I've already done.
Yeah, that's right.
I've already given you the Holy Spirit. I've already done.
Yes.
It's up to you and I to make sure we do what he wants us to do with what he's given us.
Amen. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. John chapter 14. Let's look at verses 10 through 18. Let's go to verse 8 to 18. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will suffice us, or we'll be satisfied. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doth the works. And I know that it's said, he said, I speak, the words of the Father speak, I speak. But when I speak, he does the works.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. If you don't really believe that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me, just believe me for the works that I'm doing. What he said. Did you know that signs and wonders are not for believers? Signs and wonders are for the heathen.
Amen.
Yeah.
The believers should believe the Word of God and stand on it and put it into practice.
Amen.
How many of you know it's not done enough just to know what the Word says?
Right.
James says you got to be a doer of the word.
Amen.
And not a hearer only.
Yes.
If all you do is hear and know what it says and don't do what it says, he said all you're doing is fooling yourself.
That's right.
Woo! You get hot in this Holy Ghost filled church. Praise God. I'm preaching to me. I want you to know that. Because what the Lord gives me, I need correcting and straightening out my life. That's why I give it to you. And it's my responsibility to share it when he tells me to.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God. Now look at the, where did we get to?
Verse 11.
13. 11. Yeah, for the work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these, because I go to my Father.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. How many of you believe that? I mean, really, really, really believe that.
Yes.
Do you can do the works that Jesus did?
Yes.
And greater works, he said,
yes,
than what he did, because he's gone back to the Father. He's there. He's my helper in heaven.
Yes.
He is my advocate.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is my helper on the earth. I got two helpers. Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And he's my help.
Yes.
Amen. How do you know he's not going to help you if you don't ask for it? He said, ask and you shall receive. If you ask, believe and you will receive it.
I like two helpings.
I do too. Say out of me. He said, man, he said, Father, that's your son down there, Jesus said. Holy Spirit said, come on, boy, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
He's my comforter.
Yes.
Have you ever needed a comforter?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever been in trouble? You've been to the devil, been whipping you all around, and you need some comfort. Then you need to get in the Word, begin to speak what the Word says.
Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
He has no power over me. He has no authority over me. But that don't stop him from knocking on my door and trying to slip something.
Yep.
You know me upon me that I ain't supposed to have.
That's right.
Glory to hallelujah. But he is my helper.
Yes.
Now go back to chapter 14. Where did I get to?
12.
Verily, verily, I send you, he that believed on me, the works that I did, shall you do also greater works than these, because I go unto my Father. Well, I'll tell you something else. Let's get back to what we was talking about. You believe in greater works. You believe you're going to do a greater work, Pastor?
Yes.
Do you really believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Yes.
I want you, if you really believe that, I want you to raise your hand.
Yes.
Well, then I'm going to tell you what you got to do.
Okay.
Let me give you an illustration. Jesus would go out and he would minister, he would heal, he would do all kinds of things. He'd even bless food and it'd multiply a mountain of it. But what was he doing when he wasn't doing that? He was spending time with the Father. He was spending hours all night praying.
Yes.
If it took the power of the Holy Spirit for him to be filled up to overflowing and go out in those rivers of water flowing out of him to meet the needs of the people and to destroy the works of the devil, you can't do it without yourself.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
That's why our nation, our church is where it's at.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking about the universal church.
Amen.
Because the prayer room is empty.
Yes.
It stays empty. Years ago, I heard a Baptist preacher preaching. Because I was a Baptist at one time. I got born again in the Baptist church. The greatest soul winner is there.
Amen.
They'll tell you how to live back and stuff. They'll let you die sick too.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great soul winners.
Yes, they are.
Glory, hallelujah. And he said, the problem with the church is the upper room has been turned into the supper room.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't think a whole lot about it then because I didn't know then what I know now. But there's a lot of truth in that. You can have a meal and they'll come out of the woodworks to show up. If it's a free meal. I know, I used to pastor. We'd have a community picnic free and there'd be people coming from everywhere.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Come Sunday morning, be the same old crowd to there.
Gotta make them thirsty. Come on, brother.
You got to make them thirsty.
Yes, Lord.
Gotta, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness,
yes, Lord.
for they will be filled.
Yes, Jesus.
How hungry are you?
Lord, my Lord.
I ain't too hungry, you can tell that. But I'm not talking. I'm talking about the most important thing you'll ever do is feed your spirit man.
Amen.
That's the real you anyway.
Yes.
Amen.
This old body's going to go back to dust. But your spirit man's going to live forever. Now when you stand before the Father, is He going to say, well done, thou good and faithful service? Or serve, not service. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Or is He going to say, well, you just made it by the skin of your teeth? You know, now, a lot of people think that He's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, everybody comes in, but that's not true. If you have not done what He called you to do, finish the course, kept the faith, like Paul said, then He's not going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. There's a lot of people that God has told them to do things and they won't do it. Now, how's He going to tell them, well done, thou good and faithful servant, because you disobeyed me?
Amen.
And He also says, all that says, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
But those that what? Do the will of my Father. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Let's go on. This gets so good, we might be here all weekend.
All right.
No, I'm just cutting up. It's all right to laugh in church. You know that?
Right.
A merry heart does good like medicine anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So go back to chapter 14, verse 13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, what did He say? Well, some of the things you ask in my name, King James lifts up there. There's no way in the world God will give you whatsoever you ask Him.
That's right.
Well, you know that He ain't going to do that. Well, that's not what the Bible says, is it? Look what it says. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He's not just blessing you so you can be blessed. He's blessing you so He can obey His Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the Father can be blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm fixing to shout. If you shall ask anything, verse 14, in my name, I will do it. Now, He didn't say anything, did He? He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But there's a catch there. You know that catch? There's a catch there. If you don't believe, you're going to receive it, and you ain't going to get it.
Yeah.
If you ask anything in my name and believe you receive, you shall have it. But if you don't believe you're going to receive it, all you're doing is wasting your breath, and you'd be better off to cool your coffee with it. Hallelujah. That's good. Look, somebody say, God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
He's good to me.
Yes.
He's good to me.
Amen. You know, I'm His favorite. I don't know about y'all, but I'm His favorite. That's what He told me.
Yes.
He told me that in His Word.
Yes.
I'm His favorite.
Yep.
But even His favorite don't get all the things He asked for if he don't believe what he receives, that he's going to receive.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you love me, keep my commandments. See, that right there can tell you if a person loves God or not. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you're not keeping the commandments of God, then all you're doing is lying when you say you love God. Hey, that's what the Word says.
That's right.
Don't say that preacher stood up there and called me a liar. No, I'm telling you what the Word says.
Amen.
There's another scripture that says, how in the world can you say you love God and hate your brother?
That's right.
How can you hate your brother that you've seen and say you love God who you haven't seen? He said, you're nothing but a liar.
Yep.
Amen. I'm not calling you a word. But that's what he says.
That's right.
And I'll tell you something at one time. This is a true story. God's not going to alter the word that goes out of his mouth. He's not going to. But this one minister friend of mine knew another minister friend of his. And he has gotten into an extramarital affair. And this minister was talking to him. He said, "Yeah, I know, but I married the wrong woman. And God told me this was all right." And you know what he told him? He said, "Man, I want to meet the only person that God has ever changed his word for." Because he did. People tell you God says everything and anything, God. But what does the word say? Hallelujah. So you can't believe what everybody tells you, can you? Woo, hallelujah. He said in verse 16, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." Now, what did he say there? What did I just read? What did I just read? Somebody say it.
Give us another help.
He says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another," say, "another comforter."
Another comforter.
Well, that tells me the comforter was already in the earth. He walked with the disciples. He talked with the disciples. And he said, "I'm going away, but I'm going to send you another comforter."
Amen.
So you won't be by yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So you and I are so important to him that he don't want us by ourselves. He wants to give us someone, or he has given us someone that will help us.
Yes.
That will teach us.
Yes.
You know who taught me the word? 99% of it is the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes.
When I was in the Baptist church and got born again, do you think they would teach me all this stuff? No, I had to leave the Baptist church because I got to read my Bible and study and stuff, and all super. They weren't teaching me what the word said, and I confronted them for it on Wednesday night and began to stir up a stink in the church. And the Lord said, "Boy, it's time for you to leave. I am not a sore of discord." So he told me where to go. And I ended up here. Hallelujah. But this is not the end.
Amen.
God's got greater things for us.
Yes. That's right.
Hallelujah. I believe in that.
Amen.
So he's, look there, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comfort." That meant, now look here, another comfort. I want you to focus on that. The first comfort is sitting in the right hand of the Father now.
Right.
The second comfort is living on the inside.
Amen.
He's living on the inside of you if you're a Christian.
Yes.
Listen, why does he say it? "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort, that he may abide with you," what? "Forever." So why would you ask God for something? He said he's going to stay with you forever. Father, I ask God again, God, give the Holy Spirit. Send the Holy Spirit down like you did at Pentecost. He said, "I can't do it."
All right.
He's going to be with you forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Until the rapture of the church is taken out. He's going to be with you then too, when you guys.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. That's exciting, isn't it?
Amen.
Now I understand why he said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you."
Amen.
Right? Because the Holy Spirit is with you forever.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God us.
Yes.
Emmanuel.
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That excites me.
Yeah.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. And he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Glory be to God.
Amen.
He dwells with you. Who is with us? Jesus.
Yes.
And when I go and send the Holy Spirit, he will be in you. In the Old Testament, He came upon people.
Yes.
He did not indwell.
That's right.
And Jesus was the first person to ever be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about filled inside. And God gave him the Spirit without measure. You and I have a portion of the Spirit. But when we come together and that corporate anointing starts to move, glory be to God.
Jesus.
The power that is in that.
Yes.
Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dwelleth in you and with you and shall be in you. Think of verse 18. I will not. I will not leave you comfortless. I will never leave you, not even one day, without the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you comfortless. If we could get a revelation, I have. But if you get the revelation of that, that God will never leave you, there'll never be a second in your life that God is not with you.
Amen. Thanks, Lord.
Man, we can do anything. That's why he says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me.
Yes.
Glory be to God. That's awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Why? Because it's not my strength.
Yes.
It's his strength.
Amen.
He said, when you're weak, I'm weak in myself. Then say, I am strong.
Amen.
And I say, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I don't go in my own might.
Right.
I go in the might of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
but you need to make it talk like you got it made. I'm like Psalm 91. I got it made in shape.
Amen. Yes.
You know that?
Yes.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If I'm under the shadow, I got it made in shape.
All right.
Don't mean I don't have to fight. Don't mean I don't have struggles.
That's right.
Devil is constantly trying to get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm constantly having a fight.
Yes.
Amen.
But I'm more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Praise God.
Why? Because Jesus already defeated him on Calvary.
Amen.
Praise.
And through the atonement, I am more than a conqueror. I'm a world overcomer.
Amen.
Greater is he that lives on the inside of me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes I frown. I do all kinds of things. I'm not mad at you. I want you to understand. Pastor Jim Howard sometimes told me, he said, sometimes I said something about somebody said they thought I was mad or something. And he said, knowing you, Pastor Lewis, I can understand. He said, but I know you're. I said, well, I don't give a shit. I know you don't. But knowing you, I can understand that. I said, well, thank you, sir. Hallelujah. But I get excited.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God.
So, look at 18 again. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Amen.
And that's when he came on the day of Pentecost, sent the Holy Spirit 20 times.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. Didn't you say you had some water for me?
Get back here. Look up back.
Hallelujah. I have some water. Glory be to God. Go to Acts chapter 1. Glory be to God. Don't forget now, what's the title of the message? Living water. Acts chapter 1. Let's look at verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. Wait a minute, hold on. I broke my bifocals. I'm having new reading glasses. I didn't seem to take them off. I did. I broke them rascals in half. I went down there and white man. I just popped right in the middle. But I don't think it's nothing on the glasses. Sorry. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall go out and witness for me.
Yes.
Read that. Is that up there? Somebody read that to me.
That you shall be.
Be.
Read out loud. You shall be witnesses unto me. Don't say a thing about you going out and witnessing to us. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Reason I wanted you to make sure you understood that. He never once said, if you get the Holy Ghost, if you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll go out and knock on doors. He said, your life will be a witness.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Why? Are those rivers of living waters flowing out of you?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord.
He said, if you drink of this water, there'll be a river of living water flowing out of you. And you shall be witnesses. They're going to tell you full of the Holy Ghost by that living water that's flowing out of you. By that river of living water. What is that river of living water? The Holy Ghost is going to show you that. He says the Holy Ghost is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that had not yet been given yet. There's people that's going to come across your path that you need to wash with the water of the Word to get them born in the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
You're going to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit flowing to set people free.
Amen.
Set the captive free.
Yes, hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes,
amen.
He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free. Set the captive free.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the rest of it.
Acceptable year of the Lord.
Yeah, and to. There you go. Let me start all over. Okay. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, set the captives free, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those that are oppressed of the devil.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
I might think some of you will already turned. Yeah, that's what Jesus said. Well, that's what Jesus said for me to do. If he did not, didn't he tell me I can do the works that he did in greater works?
All right.
Didn't he say that all the blessings of Abraham are mine?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Didn't he say whatever the Father has is mine?
That's right.
Then whatever the Father can do, I can do.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Woo, man.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Come praise God.
Time to shout and hear it.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
But you shall receive, I'm going to read it one more time because I've got a little bit of stuff I want to emphasize here. But you shall receive power. And the Greek word for that power there is dunamis. It's inherent power capable of reproducing itself. Like a dynamo, or you know what a generator or an alternator does on a car. You have that bag, you crank that tall car, but once that thing starts turning, it generates power to keep that thing going. And that's the Holy Spirit.
Yes, glory.
When he begins to get weak, you gotta get wet. How many of you watched that movie, The War Room?
Oh, yeah.
You watched that movie, The War Room?
Yeah.
Well, you need to watch it if you have.
Amen.
Why? Because if you're not going and doing battle in your prayer closet, you're not going to win victories out in the world.
Amen.
Ooh, I just say that. I didn't think about that. I didn't have that. I want you to have any of my notes, because all the notes I got is some scripture right there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because that's all the Lord gives me sometimes. I got to get that from here to here to there. He said, you don't mean. I'm a firm believer that John Osteen, how many of you heard tell of John Osteen? Joel Osteen's daddy.
Yep.
He said, if you will prepare yourself, God will give you the message.
All right.
He said, a lot of preachers want to prepare a message, but if you prepare yourself, God will give you the message.
Amen.
How's he talking about preparing yourself? Spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, worshiping God, and just praying. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Paul was a great man of God, wasn't he?
Amen.
than what he said. He said, I pray in the spirit. I pray in tongues. I speak in tongues more than all of you.
Amen. Amen.
He said, I pray in the spirit. I sing in the spirit. I pray in my understanding. I sing in my understanding. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now he's talking about in the church where there's unbelievers and people don't know it all. He said, you better ought to speak, you know, in your knowledge than in tongues and stuff.
Amen.
But he did not admit. He said, but if his message comes in tongues, you need to have an interpreter.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So what I pray, I pray more. I pray 90% of my praying is in other tongues. And I'm going to share it a little bit with you. Why? And one of my mentors, Pastor Prophet Don Moore, he taught me that. Him along with my other mentors. But he's the one that really drilled it in home with me. You know, Lord, I'm being hot, man, it's awesome too. Sometimes you can't. It's not that we don't know how to pray. The Word says we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. There may be a situation arise that you really don't know what how to word yourself for that. So just pray in tongues, you're praying perfect will of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you won't miss it.
That's right.
Amen.
Glory be to God. You won't miss it. Have I got any time left?
Yes.
If that door's locked up. I'm just woo! It's fun. It's fun to be in church and be able to laugh and
yes. Amen.
Enjoy yourself.
Amen.
Christians are supposed to be the happiest people in the world.
Yes.
You see Christians walking around like the old mule-legged briars with long faces and everything off. Never sickness in the world in their bodies. And they refuse to laugh and be merry.
Yes.
And that merry heart does good like a medicine.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right, I want you to go to right over the next page of my Bible. I don't know where your is. To Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Are you there?
Amen.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with all accord in one place. Now listen, I want you to look at this. They were all with one accord in one place. See, that's one of the problems. The church has not got the power the church is supposed to have. Because it can't get unity in the church.
Yes, yes.
Ooh.
I'm
mad at that. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you like it is.
Taking a bath, brother.
I'm an old country boy. You got to talk plain to me. Hallelujah. And that's the way God talks to me. He talks plain because he knows that's why God will meet you where you're at.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Now look what it says here. They were all with one accord. And I talk about being in one little old Honda Accord now. Hallelujah. All with one accord in one place. Where are the upper room?
Uh-huh.
And they were all, what were they doing? They just sitting around there drinking coffee, eating sandwiches and finger foods and all this stuff, just waiting for the Holy Spirit to come. They were sitting over there, they were just sitting there saying, you know, hey, brother, you know, the Lord said he's going to send the Holy Spirit for us today.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been waiting on this for a while. Reck when he's going to come. No, they were in one accord, and they were praying.
Mm-hmm.
They were praying. How do you get things, God? How do you move God? Through the prayer of faith.
Yeah.
Faith moves God.
That's right.
If you don't believe you receive, you're not going to get it. Glory be to God. They were all in one accord. In one place. And suddenly. And I like that suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly. There came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Amen.
Excuse me. He promised and he delivered.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He promised and he delivered.
Yes, he did.
You know, I'll go a step further. The Bible says all the promises of God are yes and amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
God will have a problem with answering the promises. What he has a problem with is when we're not walking in faith.
Yes.
He told them to go to Jerusalem. Where'd they go? They said, I'm not going to Jerusalem. They've been treating us like dogs. I'm not going to Jerusalem. If he can't send the Holy Spirit over here in Nazareth somewhere, then I'm not going to get it. Well, that's not the way we do it at our church.
Uh-oh.
I don't have to go to Jerusalem. That's not the way we do it at our church. Hallelujah. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Now I want you to go to Acts chapter 4. And we want to start at verse 23. And just to recap just a little bit, you know about all this. Peter and John went up to the lame man and said, "Sir, go, I have none, but I have none. Just get up and walk." So they began to ridicule him and all and everything and all, and they threatened to beat him, threatened to kill him if they spoke in the name of Jesus again. So, and look at verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company. That went to their own kind, or they went back to church, or went to their own prayer group.
Amen.
That's what it was.
Yes.
They went to their own prayer group.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had heard that, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. Don't you preach in that name of Jesus no more. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one of them. Bless God, I'll tell you what we'll do. Peter says, let's just take and get our sword about there and kill all of them. That ain't what he said. Now, Peter tried that when they arrested him. He said, put that sword up, boy.
Need help.
See? Yes. Hallelujah. Look what it said. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. With one accord. There's that one accord again, isn't it?
Yep.
They prayed so in unity with such fervency that it sounded like one person praying. That's what unity and one accord means. Man alive. If we could get a hold of that in the church today.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Jesus.
And said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth, and the sea, and all that therein all them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, say amen.
Now.
Lord, behold their threatenings. You know, Peter prayed, he said, Lord, this ain't nothing new. They've done this all in the past, all the things in that. He said, they don't want to destroy you. They don't want nothing to do with you or your eternal life and other stuff. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word.
Yes.
And by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Now look at verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness.
Yes,
I want to tell you another reason that you've got to have. It's so very important for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis.
Yes.
For me to be filled with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Why? Because if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, your flesh will keep you from being bold enough to confront you.
Amen, that's right. Yep.
The boldness. Peter and John, they pray for boldness.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? The Holy Ghost filled them.
Mm-hmm.
The place was shaken.
Mm-hmm.
And come out with a boldness like you ain't ever. How many of you got bold enough? How many of us are bold enough? There's a terrier sitting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And say, when you come out that door, I'm going to kill you. And God says, you need to go out there and witness. And I said, God said,
mm-hmm.
you better not go unless God says good.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You better be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the pastor was saying this morning. Listen, Holy Spirit, I'm not telling you what to heal, but I'm telling you so what the Word says. So the Holy Spirit, you need to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
The Word says a lot of things, but what's the Spirit saying to you in that particular situation?
That's right.
That's not contrary to the Word. There's nothing wrong with being a doer of the Word, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's overriding the Word. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
So if I don't have that Holy Ghost boldness, the Lord says, you need to go out there and witness him. He's ripe for harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not full of the Holy Ghost. I'm a man, you ain't no dang old way I'm going out there. But if I got the Holy Ghost, then what, my life is not my own.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry. I tried to hurt you. I don't know what time it is. Oh, we got plenty of time.
Amen.
We got 2 o'clock. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. But they gave a boldness, but I want you to notice the Holy Spirit filled the place and began to shake the place where they were ascending. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with boldness. I want God to give me some boldness. He's already given me a lot. I need more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Okay. Let's go to Acts chapter 12. Ooh, let me get through here now. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you are. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 12, verses 5 through 10. Glory be to God. Now, this is going to be looking at this. Now, Peter therefore was kept in prison. Prayer was made without ceasing. What? Without ceasing. How can you make prayer without ceasing? You know, the Word tells us pray without ceasing. Well, when you have a prayer group, prayer without ceasing is you always got somebody praying. And I, you know what the Lord showed me? And I said, how can I pray without ceasing? I got 400 young ones at home. And a wife. And I have to work. How in the world can I pray without ceasing? He says, you need to send an attitude of prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm praying in the Spirit. And I'm working.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Was it Smith Wiggle's verses? I never go over 15 minutes without reading or without praying. I never pray over 15 minutes. You never pray longer than 15 minutes, don't go longer than 15 minutes without prayer. So you just, it's the kind of heart that you have set.
Amen.
Set an attitude of prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for Peter.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't praying to Peter, were they? They were praying to God for Peter.
That's right.
Praying for deliverance, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And when Herod would have brought him forward, the same night Peter was sleeping, they done killed James, or John, brother James, what? Done beheaded him. Killed James. So he was going to kill Peter too.
Mm-hmm.
And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping. Now listen, he's going to be killed in the morning.
sleep on.
How many of you going to be, if you were going to be killed in the morning, would be laying down asleep? Kind of sounds like Jesus sleeping in a boat when the storm was coming.
Is it? Learn
something. He had peace.
Amen.
You know why he had peace? Because he's full of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He's full of the Holy Ghost. Isaiah, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Woo, hallelujah.
Yes,
peace. You remember that song, Peace Like a River? Woo, glory, hallelujah. He was sleeping between two soldiers. Now, the Bible said they had four squadrons of soldiers there, which is like 16, I think, my Bible says. 16 soldiers to guard one man. Let me rephrase that. 16 soldiers to guard one Holy Ghost filled man.
Amen.
Yeah, makes a difference. Why? He's not one.
They put one in a tomb, didn't they?
That's it, yeah. Put one in a tomb, you ain't there no more. They can't put it. If they can't put you in a tomb and keep you, they ain't going to put you in jail and keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And between two soldiers bound with chains and the keeper's door, keeper before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came and turned to him. Now listen to that. The angel of the Lord came unto him. Woo, hallelujah. I lost my place. Oh, yeah. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison. And a light shined. Isn't that something?
Yes, Lord.
What's it? What did the that light shine? God showed up. Light was still dark.
That's right.
God showed up. And he was laying there sleeping, and the Bible says that the angel smote him on the side. And now if you read it, and it says smote him on the side hard enough that he jumped up.
Mm-hmm.
Peter jumped up. He said, put on your sandals on your feet, tighten things up on your feet, grab up your garment, and let's go. They begin to go out. They even went out in the street and the metal gate opened itself. And the angel went off somewhere else and Peter went home. Went to the prayer meeting.
Yes. Amen.
And the church was praying for him.
He knew where to go.
They were praying for him. Have you ever prayed and asked God for something? He said, well, Lord, I did not really think that would happen. That's what they did. Peter went to the door, knocked on the door. I think it was Rhoda come to the door. She said to Peter and talked to her, and she wouldn't even open the door. And they was in there praying for him to get out of prison. They went back and went back in there, and she went in there and told them. They come back and still talking to him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And finally, they opened the door, and they couldn't even believe. The Bible says they could not believe that Peter was out of prison. Somebody had to believe. Peter would believe it, wasn't he? Glory be to God. You read that for yourself, okay? There's some really, really powerful, interesting things in the Word of God that people will only get in them and read.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Again, 2 Chronicles. If thy people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then when I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. You know why that's in the Word of God right there? Because Solomon prayed and seek God and asked God if any of the children when he dedicated the temple, if any of them ever made turn their back on God or anything, that he said he would always be there. But he's in us now and we are the temple of God.
Yes, yes.
And God said, okay, if you'll do that, then I'll make a covenant. You know, that I'll hear from heaven. I will forgive your sins, and I'll heal your own. God don't change. What he did for them, he'll do for us. When we humble ourselves and pray, of my people, which is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, humbles himself and pray and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their own. America needs healing.
Amen. Amen.
I think this is a timely message, more timely than I even dreamed of. Franklin Graham is going all over America now, holding prayer rallies and preaching the Word of God and trying to get the church back on track. There's no man that can be put in office up there that can fix the problems that this nation has. But there are men that you can pray and seek God and put the right godly people in there that God can work with and straighten our nation out.
That's right.
Turn us around into a nation under God again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But it's up to you and it's up to me. We got to stay in that prayer closet all we can. Now, I know y'all can't pray like I do. Now, I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. There's a lot of times I'll spend 4 or 5 hours and just studying and praying all day. I couldn't do that when I was working. But now I'm not working, I can do that. And I love it. I do. Hallelujah.
Lord, yes, Jesus.
It's good. But you can pray and make a set quality time to set aside and pray. And pray for our nation. There's a healing. And I want to tell you something else too. Our nation needs a great awakening. The church needs a great awakening. I don't think we need to pray for revival. I think we need to pray for the church to wake up. Been asleep too long. And look what's happened in our nation. Glory, hallelujah. That's one of the reasons this message, the Lord gave me this message. You know, so he's calling us to prayer.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So let's go to Acts chapter 12. Are we there, Amy? Go to Acts chapter 16. I'll hurry up. I'll be done in a little bit. Glory, hallelujah. Acts chapter 16. In chapter 16, but verses 25 and 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They're in prison. They're in the stocks in the prison, in the inner part of the prison. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed to send praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And there's that word again. Say, and suddenly. Say, and suddenly. There was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And you know some prayer in there? It said everyone's bands were loosed. Everybody in the whole prison was loosed. We call it Paul and Silas. Praying the same praises unto God. Holy Ghost showed up. I think he's trying to tell us if we want the Holy Ghost in a greater way, we ought to spend some time praying and praising and worship.
Amen.
I want to interject this. Do you mind about the praise and worship? I want to encourage you. I mean, you know, the Bible says for me to provoke you to good work. Praise and worship should be one of the very most important things that a church does.
Amen.
Why? Because good praise and worship gets the people in the attitude of worship, tills the soil of their heart. So when a man of God sows the word, it has good ground to take root in.
Good word. Yes.
Hallelujah. It's very important.
Yes.
But it's so important, it says, I will sing with my spirit, I will sing with my understanding, but I will sing with my whole heart.
Yes.
With my whole heart, my spirit, soul, mind, body, strength, just like the love of God. That's what it says. The word says about praise and worship. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is very, very important. And I will go a step further. It's very, very important for your spiritual growth.
Yes.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I meant glory, hallelujah. And that's why the Lord is telling me, all right, I'm going to share that with you. So they were in prison, so the foundation shook. People got out, And if you go on and read that, I'm not going to for the sake of time do all that. But the jailer and his whole family got born again because of that.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit, God did not give us the Holy Spirit just so we can go around and say, oh, Shabbat, look at me, man, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. He gave us the Holy Spirit so we had the power to do the works Jesus did.
Amen. Yes.
The power to do the works that Jesus did. Why? Because I may bust your bubble, but you lay your hands on somebody just within yourself, you can't do nothing. If it ain't the power of the Holy Ghost that's doing it, it ain't going to be done.
Amen.
I don't have the power to heal a neck. But the one that lives on the inside of me has the power to raise the dead.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we read that. So glory, hallelujah. Now let's look here. On the day of Pentecost, God sent the Holy Spirit, right? I want you to stay with me now, don't leave. You're not leaving, I just want to say that. But on the day of Pentecost, God sent the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
And it sounded like the Bible says a rushing mighty wind. I looked that up in some translation, some commentary. It said it was like a gale force wind, a hurricane or a tornado, something to that effect, because everybody come running to see what was going on. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. If it's that exciting then, it will be that exciting now.
Amen.
Okay, he came from heaven. That's a rushing mighty wind. The disciples were praying for boldness. He came in and he shook the place when they were assembled and filled them all with the Spirit.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Peter was in prison and they were praying for him. And God sent an angel and kicked him in the side and said, get up, boy. And he took off and everything just opened up for him. Paul and Silas was in prison. They were praising and singing God. And the earth began to shake. There's a whole lot of shaking going on.
All right.
And God was shaking.
Yes.
And he was changing things.
Amen.
And set them free.
Yes, Lord.
Now the Holy Spirit is here.
Yes.
He's not going anywhere.
Yes.
And he will be with us forever.
Yes.
Are we going to get in our prayer closet?
Yes.
Are we going to pray? Are we going to seek his face and turn from our wicked ways? Don't mean you're in gross sin. It's just if we're not obedient to do what he says, we're in sin.
Yes.
Are we going to get in there? Are we going to get filled up in the Holy Ghost and watch God shake America?
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He wants to.
Yes, he does.
How would you not be that full of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm glad you asked. I'm going to show you how.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I want you to remember these words, these scriptures. Ooh, hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's go over there. Second Timothy chapter 1. And let's read verses 6 and 7. Wherefore, this is Paul talking to Timothy. This is Paul talking to Timothy. You ready?
Yeah.
Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou, what does thou mean? Does it mean you?
You.
Let me read it like this. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the laying on of my hands. How many of you received the Holy Spirit? Some of us received by the laying on of hands. Some of us received at home praying and God just filled me.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's how hungry I was. And he just filled me. I didn't know I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I'd come home from work, I'd be on cloud nine, I'd be walking through the house, but she bye-bye, my son. And she said, I wish you would hush that. And I said, what? But she wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost, too. you know, and so I said, what? And I said, I couldn't figure out what I was doing all that. So it wasn't too long after that, we was at church. It doesn't change from the Baptist church, you know. You can't get this to the Baptist church. So it's changing now, because God's changing.
Amen.
So we went to church, and there was a guest speaker there, and his priest ministering on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And she died. She was just standing in the audience while they were praying, and God filled her up.
Amen.
Praise God.
I went up for it because I didn't know I had it. But then when he got to the speaker, said, I want the ones that got filled with the Holy Spirit being in that room over there. And he said, was it exciting? I said, no, it's kind of not real. And I was kind of scared, but he said, man, you already feel it. He said, that's one of the great things of you, because you know that. You know me excited about it. So, but yeah, she got filled, praise God. Amen. He changed our lives forever.
Amen. Right? Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Yeah. Now, look what he's saying here. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, I want you to get this in. That you stir up the gift. How can I stir? I can stir it. Now let me read this again in Hebrews. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Now that word provoke there means to stir to action. That's what I'm doing, trying to do today, is stir you to action. To begin to stir up yourself. The gift that is within you, stir up that Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You know the one can stir you up.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I can't stir you up, stir up that gift in you. Mm-hmm. I can provoke you to good works or provoke you to stir into action. Mm-hmm. But you got to be the one that stirs that gift up.
Amen.
In you.
Amen.
Glory and hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 5. Everybody say, stir up that gift.
Stir up,
stir up that gift.
I've got to stir up that gift in me. And you know what you got to do? How did them disciples stir up the gift of the Holy Spirit? How did they do it? They were praying. God filled the place and shook everything else.
Amen.
Jesus went out and prayed for hours or all night. So he could be overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Prayer is what that does. Prayer and praise and worship. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, look at 18 through 20. Now in my Bible, now yours might not have this, but at the top of these verses it says, be filled with the Spirit. Now what he's doing is showing you how to be filled with the Spirit. How many of you know that you might have got filled with the Spirit a long time ago? But it's just like filling a lamp with oil. If you burn that lamp, that oil's going to go. One of these days, you got to fill that lamp back up.
Yes.
Why do you think Jesus would pray and he'd go out and minister and he'd go back and pray? Because he'd give out of himself that Holy Ghost river of living water. And he began to get empty or begin to get dry. He would have to go back and pray. You mean the Son of God had to go back and pray? If he did, how much more do you and I need to?
Amen. Amen. Right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. How much more do you and I?
Amen.
But he walked this earth as a Son of Man, showing us that we can do what he did.
Yes.
Glory and hallelujah. Now look at Ephesians. He says, verse 18, and be not drunk with wine. That might knock a hole in somebody's theology, some church member. Mm-hmm. He said, don't get drunk with wine. A lot of them get drunk on wine, everybody else. This is what he said. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Or if you get drunk with wine, you're going to have a whole lot of excess baggage that you don't need that's going to cause you to not walk right.
Amen.
Not going to live a godly life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you used to drink? When you get to drink, you wouldn't do some of the things you did until you were drinking with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said don't be drunk with wine, because there's a lot of excess junk coming with it. But now this is what it says. You can get drunk.
Yes.
And he'll tell you how. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He said, you can get filled with the Spirit, get drunk on cloud nine, and not have a hangover in the morning, and not do nothing unto God.
Yes. Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. He said, get filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself. Oh, man, you mean I got to do that? God won't just fill me with the Holy Ghost again? No, you got to do it.
Amen. Yes.
You know what God did? When Jesus finished the works in the Holy Ghost, he went and sat down beside the Father. He said, that's the Holy Spirit. He said, now you do it. I've done all I'm going to do. Now you do the rest. He's done it. I've already given you everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. If we don't have the knowledge of the Word of God and what He says, we can't live victory in that area. Glory and hallelujah. Now look what He says. Speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord.
Yes.
To the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of Jesus. So what's He telling us? You want to be filled with the Spirit overflowing? Now, you can't, I'm going to tell you something else. You can't do this one day and skip 2 weeks and try again. Stay full of the Holy Spirit. This is a day-to-day basis. You know the faith that God gave me that I ran on yesterday is gone. You know I got to pray and move and believe and walk in faith today if I want the blessings of God appropriated in my life. Why? Because what He did to faith it and the things that was yesterday, yesterday's gone. Ain't going to do any bit of good for today. I've got to, on a daily basis, build myself up on my most holy faith, praying on the Holy Ghost. And that's the next scripture, June 20. Beloved, turn over there. Jude, verse 20. But ye, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, doing what? Building yourselves up. Building yourselves up in the Holy Ghost. On your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So what we got? We got to sing and praise God like Ephesians says. We got to do like Paul told Timothy and stir that gift up. That's in the prayer closet. Hallelujah. And then we can get out and walk in victory with that river of living water flowing out of us everywhere we go. You know, some people that's not going to get their needs met unless you meet those needs. You can reach people I can't reach. I can reach people you can't reach. And the same thing with every one of us.
Yes.
But the most important thing is that we keep ourselves built up. And we keep ourselves prayed up. Keep ourselves full of the Holy Ghost. So when God calls someone to come across our path, that we can meet that need, that we meet that need. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to this year, I believe this is, with all of my heart, this is a challenge from God that we pray more, and I've already committed. I'm going to pray more than I ever have prayed in a year in my life. I'm going to pray more, and I'm challenging you, I believe by the Holy Spirit, that you pray more and spend more time in your prayer closet than you ever have. Our nation is at stake. Our families are at stake.
Yes.
You know, we got a lot of ungodly stuff going on. And like I said, a man can't do it. But God can do it because God works through people.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So you need to be praying and asking God and be keeping up with some of those polls and stuff and keeping up with these candidates and all that. So you'll be sensitive to the Spirit of God when it comes time to vote. God will direct your path. The steps of a righteous man, they are ordered of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So a righteous man.
Yes, Jesus.
The steps of a righteous man, order of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.